say to a child, don't
stomp that floor.
Okay, and if a man meets a girl at a dance and he wants to take her home, he might say, may I
take you home? I have the pleasure of accompanying you home.
Okay. And
that'd be mighty formal.
Mighty formal, right. Probably he would just say what?
Come on, let's go, sugar.
All right. If to get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to it and
drag it in.
Or
pull.
And if your car was stuck in the mud, you might ask somebody to get out and give you a
push.
And if you carried, I think we've done that. If there's something that's very fragile on a table and the children are there, you might say to them, don't
touch that or don't break it.
Okay. The stove is very hot, so don't
touch it.
And if you need a hammer, you'd say to me,
give me the hammer, hand me the hammer.
Okay. Or you might say, go what?
Get the hammer.
Okay. In playing tag, what do they call the tree where the children are safe? They run to?
I guess home base. I don't remember that I ever played tag.
Okay. Or in hide and seek.
Well, I played hide and seek. That's home.
Okay. And you throw a ball and ask somebody to?
Pitch it. Catch it.
Okay.
Catch it.
You might say, I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And I have been fishing, but I haven't
caught anything.
Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait.
And if you have an employee that you have discharged and he might come back to you and ask you to take him on again, he might say, give me
another chance.
And if a man is in a very good mood, you might say, he's in a very good
humor.
And if you have a hired man who keeps loafing, you have decided to discharge him, you say to a friend of yours, I think I'm going to
let him go or fire him.
Okay. He didn't know what was going on, but he blanky knew it all.
Acted like as though he knew it all.
Okay, and if someone stole a pencil at school, what slang word might you use to say, who my pencil?
Took my pencil.
Any other one?
Snitched my pencil.
Okay.
That's the one you want.
Okay. What about, I had forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
Well, and then you might say, well, she has a better memory than I do because I sure don't
recollect.
Okay. And you might say, sending a letter to a friend, I have just a letter.
Mailed a letter.
All right.
Finished a letter. Finished writing.
Okay. I have just
written.
Yesterday he
wrote.
And tomorrow I
will write.
And I expect next week. I wrote to him and I expect an
answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, and then on the envelope you
put a stamp
and the
address.
Okay. And you might say, I want to write to him, but I don't know
his address.
And if a little boy has learned something and you are interested in how he learned it, you might say, well, who
taught?
And if you're someone asks you if you put a new fence up, you might say, no, but I'll
have to do it pretty soon.
Okay, and to imply that you have the idea in your mind, but you haven't done it yet, you might say, I haven't done it yet, but
I've been thinking of it.
Okay. If a little boy has done something naughty and a little girl saw him do it, the boy might say, now don't you go to mother and
tattle.
Okay, if you want flowers for the dinner table, you go out in the garden and
pick flowers.
And if something was going to happen that you expected, or something that you were afraid was going to happen, for example, a child might hurt himself doing something dangerous, you might say,